The economy may be slowing down, but hunger is not. During the holidays, the Food Bank of Alaska distributed 30% more meals in Anchorage than last year. But hunger is hardly an urban phenomenon alone. A statewide study indicates around 85,000 Alaskans deal with food shortages. KSK's Len Anderson reports on how the food bank is trying to cope with the problem.
As Susanna Morgan gazes about the main area of the food bank's Anchorage warehouse, the executive director reports not all the news in the battle against hunger is bad.
The Farm Bill, which was passed in May of 2008, put some more money into purchasing commodities. And starting in December, we're finally starting to reap that benefit. So it's been a really great thing, but it's kind of coming in these waves that are making it a little harder to handle.
Hard to handle refers in part to the federal tendency to ship a lot of one thing at a time, rather than the nutritionally balanced combinations the food banks seek to provide the local distributing agencies.
The definition of a food bank is does a wholesale distribution to other agencies. In addition to the Food Bank of Alaska, there's the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank, the Kodiak Island Food Bank, and the Southeast Alaska Food Bank, all of which have a wholesale component. Some of them, like the Kenai Peninsula, do a food bank, a food pantry, and a soup kitchen out of the same building.
The Anchorage facility distributes about 6 million pounds each year. Half of the federal food goes to the Anchorage-Matsu area. The other 50% is distributed statewide. Morgan says to meet the current needs, the food bank would have to handle 13 million pounds. The urban agencies are more likely to supplement the federal food with local contributions, which right now are precariously low in Anchorage. But relying on those locally procured foods enables the Food Bank of Alaska to send more of the federal commodities to rural Alaska. Federal commodities make up 90% of the food distributed in the rural communities. Morgan says hunger impacts about 10% of the state's adult population and 15% of its children. In rural Alaska, those percentages jump to 20% of the adults and almost 25% of the children. Just off the warehouse area is a rather barren first-floor conference room with a map of Alaska on the wall. About four dozen pins dot the map. Most of the food headed toward rural Alaska comes from the Anchorage facility. The pins show where it goes. Some appear on the Aleutian chain in the Pribilofs. A half dozen are in southeast Alaska. A trio march up around the northwest coast, Point Hope, Point Lay, and on to Barrow. Kotzebue is pinless. But Morgan hopes not for long.
Kotzebue, we're visiting Thursday and Friday and hopefully bringing a food pantry back on board up there.
Southwest Alaska has several pins. Morgan says it's not nearly enough. The organization has been working hard in the YK Delta and the Bristol Bay regions.
Because it's the largest single area of population in rural Alaska, but also the poverty figures are astoundingly high. So we have tried really hard to reach out to those small villages and make sure there's food assistance available.
Morgan says three main obstacles restrict expanding food bank services in the villages.
Physical capacity, they have to have a place to store the food. Administrative capacity, there has to be someone in the village who's willing to do this. And then lastly, the availability of the food. So we have had to, in some cases, not bring on a new village because we didn't have the food to ship them.
Despite the obstacles and the growing need, Morgan remains positive. Besides federal commodities and corporate contributions, she has great hopes for the Adopt a Village program. That's where urban congregations and service groups choose a community and hold food and fund drives to maintain a village food agency. It's a way that city groups can reach directly out to hungry rural Alaskans the same way they do their urban neighbors. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.